Florida sports fans who can't get tickets to the Super Bowl have an alternative. They can always go to an alligator wrestling match. Long ago, when the Seminole Indians were the only inhabitants of South Florida, wrestling alligators was a rite of passage for young braves. Now, hoping to preserve tribal tradition, a Seminole village has revived alligator wrestling. From Hollywood, Florida, Pippin Ross reports.
Route 7 is a clash of old and new Seminole culture. Tucked in between the discount smoke shops and supermarket-sized casinos are weary-looking replicas of tribal villages. Behind a larger-than-life statue of a Seminole brave delicately touching the snout of an open-mouthed alligator is the Seminole Oakley Indian Village and Museum. Inside the slightly shabby village is a crystal-clear pool of hissing, white-bellied alligators. Standing just a few feet away from an 8-foot, 180-pound gator dozing in the sun are the three wrestlers recently hired by the village. Greg Watson says he's not a Seminole. He may be a little crazy.
Yeah, we're kind of a unique band. We're our own separate tribe down here, the wrestling tribe.
There are about 20 people in Florida who claim to be professional alligator wrestlers. Grappling barehanded with the agile and powerful reptiles is part of Seminole history. But Watson says most full-blooded Seminoles pursue other lines of work.
Because you do get bit, and sometimes you lose a finger or two, and sometimes you get your arm spun up pretty good, so there is risks involved.
Those occupational hazards notwithstanding, when the village recently went looking for wrestlers to hire, all sorts of people applied to make $8 an hour, no health benefits, to put on 4 shows a day. For the auditions, head wrestler Mike Bailey taped the gator's jaw shut.
They had everything from fishermen and captains of boats to a male model to some other guy that was gung-ho, jumped in the pool with his shoes on, beeper on, everything. But they weren't quite the type of guys to be wrestling alligators.
Bailey was looking for people who respect alligators. They're wily creatures, he says, capable of lightning speed, with brains the size of jelly beans that can't be tamed. He was looking for guys like Ito Rodriguez.
Me, I get like a rush that I can't explain, you know, that no kind of drug out there could, you know, make me feel.
It's almost like a dance in a way. When you start working a real mean alligator that doesn't want to let you nowhere near him, it's almost like you're dancing to get in close enough to him to actually catch him. Once you catch him, it's like you're sitting on a 300-pound lizard's back that wants to bite your head off to get you off of his back. It changes.
Even though just 3 people show up for the 2 o'clock show, Ito jumps into the pool and swims after a reluctant gator named Stubbalina. She writhes in his grasp until he finally snags her by the tail and pulls her out of the water onto a spit of land. While Ito gingerly circles the hissing gator, Watson provides color commentary and debunks myths. Alligators can't run fast, he says. They rarely lunge, and they are defensive animals that almost never attack humans.
Now, there are exceptions to that. If you jump into water, you start swimming around with alligators, you're putting yourself at risk. Also, a female alligator guarding her nest or with young, she's going to get up on all fours and chase after you.
Sitting on the alligator's ridged and scaly back, Ito tickles its nose until Stubbalina opens wide to show a mouthful of sharp fangs.
A grain of sand, a drop of water, anything touches, the jaws immediately slam shut.
Which they do, split seconds after Ito drops a grain of sand in the gator's mouth.
Any questions? Who's next?
Ito scrambles off, and Stubbalina slithers exhausted back into the water. The show is more theater than wrestling. Watson's spiel is educational and stresses the alligator's important role in Florida's ecosystem. Bailey says the animals aren't hurt, and he prefers to think of himself as an alligator handler.
Although the grabber to get the people to come in to listen to the safeties and dangers is alligator wrestling. That's the name. That's what pulls people off the street.
And the very real potential for blood. Bailey says an alligator bite feels like getting your hand slammed in the door of an old Cadillac by a 300-pound man. The ultimate test, he says, is being bitten and going back into the water. So, have you guys all been bitten?
Everybody but Ito.
No, I'm smart. I don't stick my hand in the alligator's mouth.
Ito simply hasn't been wrestling alligators long enough to bleed for us yet, but his day will come.
Attendance at the shows has been sparse, but a big casino is being built next door, and the wrestlers expect bigger audiences. As conservation efforts have pulled alligators off the endangered list, the wrestlers are hoping packed bleachers will keep their sagging tradition from dying as well. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Hollywood, Florida.